Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. If I could pick any place in the world to live, I'm pretty sure I'd pick a cheese cave. And I'm not really even sure what that is, but I know there'd be lots of cheese. So now here to tell us about cheese caves is Melissa Passanen. She's a freelance journalist and food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here, Rick.
Yeah, before I start packing up my boxes to move into one, what exactly is a cheese cave?
Well, you should be aware that you would probably start to grow mold.
Do anyway.
Okay, great. So a cheese cave, in the broadest sense, is a temperature and humidity controlled space in which cheese is aged or ripened, depending on the term you prefer. And traditionally in Europe, these were originally real caves, because they had natural cool temperatures and a certain type of humidity that was more or less stable throughout the year. Of course, now we're building them. They're purpose-built for the purpose of aging cheese.
I don't think all cheesemakers have them. So why do some? What's the benefit?
So I recently wrote about aging of cheese, which in French is called affinage, for a magazine that I contribute to regularly called Culture Magazine, which is specialty cheese, all you wanted to know. It's based in Boston. It's a growing field in the U.S. It is, as I mentioned, very traditional in Europe, with the small cheesemakers in different regions often making the same type of cheese because it's particular to that region, and then shipping off their young cheeses to a central cave and an affineur. And that's a profession. You know, in France, people, generations have been affineurs, and they grow up learning how to do it. Obviously, we don't have that tradition in America, but more and more people are doing it.
Well, take us into a cheese cave. What is the sensory experience we'd have in there?
Well, of course, they all differ, but it definitely has a little bit of that damp sort of mushroomy scent. And sometimes some of the scent is very sharp. There's some ammonia sometimes going on, a little bit musty sometimes. It's all good. It's all supposed to be happening. But if you weren't familiar with it, you might think, one of the cheesemakers that we're going to talk about in a moment, and they have an on-farm cave, Marjorie Sussman of Orb Weaver, said to me, it smells like the earth. And I thought that was such a wonderful way of describing it.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is freelance food writer Melissa Passanen. We're talking about cheese caves. Melissa, you visited a couple of them, as you mentioned. So what and where are they?
So they were both at very different ends of the spectrum, and that was why I kind of thought they'd be fun to talk about. So Cellars at Jasper Hill in Greensboro was founded by brothers Matteo and Andy Keeler in the early 2000s. They actually aged their first award-winning cheese in the cellar of the farmhouse before they even had the setup they have now. And they've since invested in, with a lot of help from grants and some loans to help keep rural communities alive and vital. They have a very extensive set of vaults where they age not only cheese that they make, but also partner with some other cheesemakers, a little bit more in the European model, where they're taking young cheeses from other cheesemakers and adding value by taking on the role of aging and also marketing. And they are nationally known, very highly regarded. And then on the other end, also highly regarded, but not so national, little tiny Orb Weaver in New Haven, Vermont. And that is Marjorie Sussman and Marion Pollock, partners in both life and business and farming. They've been there since 1981, and they have this beautiful hobbit-like little cave that just comes out of a storybook that was built into the side of the hill by their old dairy barn.
Tell us what they do there.
They actually have an interesting sort of reverse schedule from a lot of cheesemakers. They have a very active market garden vegetable business, so they're very busy doing that in the summer. So they actually milk in the winter and make cheese only December through about May. They have about half a dozen Jerseys that they milk. They make cheese twice a week, and they cave age a very small amount of that. All of their cheese is aged for at least 8 months, but the largest portion of it is waxed and aged in coolers. And then they take about 100 wheels each season and age those in the cave, and they are not waxed, and they develop a natural rind. They're relatively low intervention. They don't spend a lot of time brushing and washing and fussing over the cheese. As Marjorie said, they kind of let the cheese tell us what it wants us to do. And the two cheeses from the same recipe, aged differently, are just so different. It's really interesting. But they actually, although they did win like a big award back in the early years, they really distribute only in Vermont. So we're very lucky about that.
All right, let's contrast that now with Jasper Hill.
So Jasper Hill, as I mentioned, very large scale, relatively speaking, but really, they have these amazing vaults. And the way Zoe Brickley, who is one of their employees when she toured me around recently, explained, they call them vaults because you're basically taking in the green cheese. That's another word for young cheese. And you're adding value to it and sort of investing in it. And then when you pull it out, it's worth a lot more than when you put it in. But these are huge, basically almost bunker systems with very highly controlled computerized systems that keep the different arms of the vaults at different humidity for different types of cheeses. And they work with a few different local cheesemakers. When I was there most recently, Schulten Family Farm in Weybridge was delivering these beautiful little round white cheeses that will end up with a bloomy white rind on them when they end up going out. And Zoe talked a lot about sort of the partnership and how they're trying to help small cheesemakers who are have their own animals and are also making cheese take a piece of that process and add value for them and then market the cheese. So it's a reciprocal relationship, which in Matteo and Andy's original goal was to try and help keep Vermont agriculture vital and help build value-added products that can help folks make a living off the land and therefore keep more open space in agriculture.
Speaking of small piece, I think there's a piece of cheese in front of me.
Oh, I completely forgot. I brought you a piece of Landaff, which is, again, a small cheesemaker actually just over the border from Vermont in New Hampshire in Landaff. That is a cheese where the farmers milk cows and make cheese, and then it is aged at Jasper Hill. How is that?
I have died and gone to heaven. I will definitely spend the rest of my life living in a cheese cave.
They might notice if you're in there, though, nibbling off the cheeses. I hate to break it to you, Rick.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and the food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Thank you so much for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Great to be here, Rick.